phones from top brands for a whole lot less every month and without all the mystery fees and overages.
Okay, but what's the coverage like?
Straight Talk uses the exact same 4G LTE wireless networks that the big guys do.
Sounds like it might be time to switch to Straight Talk.
Best phones, best networks for a whole lot less.
And you don't have to wear a cup.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
3 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. Gym class coming your way right here on KGYM. We will talk about one of the biggest weekends this city sports-wise has ever gone through over in the northeastern part of the state of Ohio. That'll be coming up. We'll talk with Mike Halas, sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, who was in Canton, who was in Akron yesterday. Talk a little bit about Iowa Media Day as well, and a whole lot more. It's all coming up on a Monday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
Sure, if this moment was ever going to come.
The words to start off the speech, I hope everybody stayed up to see it. Kurt Warner on Saturday night in Canton, Ohio at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Welcome in, Scott Unash, alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, Kyle Mann, our producer. Gym class for a Monday, August the 7th, coming your way right here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here today. And what a weekend it was. And like I said, hopefully everybody didn't stay up past their bedtime. Something's got to be done about the Hall of Fame speeches. Start them earlier or cap them off at a certain amount. Kurt wasn't bad, but others went over their time allotment, and by the time Kurt got his speech going, it was nearly 10:15 Iowa time on Saturday night, and it was a local time. It was, Mark, 11:15 in the Eastern time zone, and I felt bad for him, and I know some local, some national shows today talked about the fact that they felt bad for Kurt because he was the final speaker, and some people had already left. Some people had left during his speech. Nothing against Kurt Warner. It was just that it was coming up on midnight in the state of Ohio. So as long as they rectify that. But still, I hope you enjoyed it and stayed up for it because it was a very good speech Kurt gave Saturday night.
I'd agree. The ceremony had nothing on the Academy Awards, didn't it? I mean, people criticize the Academy Awards for going long
absolutely.
And over, but this thing was a monster. Over 5 hours. Wasn't it 5 hours long?
Yep.
Something like that?
They'll pull people off with one of those old-fashioned hooks in the Academy Awards, but not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, as we talked about before the show, they did away with the
presenters,
and that was a good thing. But, yeah, if you can't say, I realize this is your one moment going into the Hall of Fame, and you should have that spotlight shined on you, but if you can't wrap it up in 20-30 minutes.
Jerry Jones,
a problem.
Jerry Jones, the biggest offender of the evening, by the way, at about 35 minutes.
Well, he spent $16 million on a pre-ceremony party.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, he should. He probably thinks he has the dais as long as he wants.
319-366-1600. If you'd like to comment on Kurt Warner and the induction ceremony on Saturday night, it was terrific. We'll play a little bit more, another excerpt coming up a little bit later on when he talks about his Regis days. And it's great to see Dick Breitbach there. I thought I heard many of the Breitbachs went over. Many people associated with Regis High School, then Regis High School, now Regis Middle School, and the day were there, and people that influenced Kurt in his early part of his athletic life. Great to see that, and I mean that. If the hairs didn't stand up on the back of your neck when Dick Breitbach was showing on the screen, then you don't have a pulse out there, I don't think.
Yeah, Dick was his basketball coach, head basketball coach, and assistant football coach under Gaylord Hochschild when Kurt Warner was there. But Dick was such a big part of the Regis, not only the athletic side of thing, but the whole school up there. And yeah, it was great to see him in the crowd and. I'd heard, or at least I saw, from Kurt Warner's dad that several former Regis players were in attendance as well. We'll ask Michael Oss what he saw.
Yeah, we'll talk with Mike coming up in a little bit. He was there for Saturday's induction ceremony, and then he took the short drive south to Akron on Sunday for part two of what was a pretty darn good weekend for Cedar Rapidians. At one's in the Hall of Fame, another one probably on his way to the Hall of Fame, and that was Zach Johnson yesterday at the Bridgestone Invitational, the World Golf Championship, one of the biggies, one of the five World Golf Championship events. And one Zach's fault, he didn't win the thing. Didn't have his A game probably, but definitely had his B game. Didn't make a whole lot of putts, but didn't have a lot of good opportunities inside 10 feet or whatever the case may be. And let's face it, no one on the planet yesterday was catching Hideki Matsuyama, who shot a course-tying 61, a course-record-tying 61.
No, he just ran over everybody, and nobody really had a chance. Zach would, as it was, Zach would have had to shoot 63 just to get in the playoff with Matsuyama. Zach did shoot 68. He was in the 60s all 4 days. Terrific tournament, and really, so far, maybe a season-maker for Zach, because he moved up to 40th in the world golf rankings from 71. He moved up to 36 in the FedEx Cup standings from 83, and 33rd in money from 85. So he made a tremendous jump, and his 10th second place finish in his career, 12 wins aside from that. And it appears to be in good form going to the PGA this week at Quail Hollow in Charlotte. And he's going to tee off at just before 8 o'clock Central Time on Thursday with Lee Westwood and Charlie Hoffman, who's hot in his own right.
If you weren't a fan of Charlie Hoffman after yesterday and you're a golf fan, I think you became a fan of Charlie Hoffman with that exchange he had with his caddy on the 16th hole.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to win a golf tournament.
Three down with three to play. I'm here to win a golf tournament. Let lay up. It's like 10 cup, wasn't it?
It was very, except he made it over the water.
Yes, he did.
Well, he only made a par, though. Tough hole, that 600, what, 660-ish?
Yeah, they can make it around there or longer, I think.
Whatever they want to do. But he did go for it in two. And just amazing golf by Hideki Matsuyama yesterday, but it was great to see Zach Johnson get back into the swing of things. He's got two goals left for this year. One, to try to win the PGA next week. At least play as well as he did this week. Goal number two, and more important probably, or at least as important, is to qualify for the President's Cup team and try to get on there. He loves that competition. He loves the Ryder Cup. He loves the President's Cup. Really, really gets his juices going. And he wants to be on that U.S. team. He loves wearing the red, white, and blue and representing his country.
Yeah, he does, and he's been on multiple Ryder Cup and President's Cup teams. This is something that he could be a captain's pick. I'm looking to see where he ranks right now in the President's Cup standings.
Yeah, he's not up there. And if he wins the PGA, I think he can get in on points. Or get pretty close anyway.
39th right now.
Yeah. But, boy, the way he's playing the last month or so and with his background, you got to think, don't you, that he's got to be one of the picks, the captain's picks, to try to get in the President's Cup and try to win that?
Well, Phil Mickelson is on the outside looking in right now, too, and you would think that he'd be a logical President's Cup pick. But there'll be two, aside from the 10 that make it automatically.
Yep. What do you think? 319-366-1600 as we come your way from our studios here in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We have today and all this week for you, courtesy of La Cantina and their three locations, helping us out. And we are going to hook you up with a $30 gift card each day. And really looking forward to that. One of the three locations, either the Fountains on Edgewood Road, Lincoln View Square, Marion, or in downtown Cedar Rapids, all three La Cantina locations. And we'll have a $30 gift card to give away today and throughout the week. Good tour, a quick, delicious lunch, a margarita after work, sizzling takeout on your way home, whatever your case may be. You can also have them cater if you want to have a go-back-to-school type situation. We can recommend La Cantina in one of their three locations, so be sure to check them out, certainly.
Indeed, Lunchbox Heroes back on the beam this week. We're going to be at Cottage Grove Place on the east side of Cedar Rapids on Wednesday, feeding workers there. And very much look forward to, again, that program, which is winding down, actually. We're heading for, actually, our tailgate tour in the fall, which will start the last Thursday of the month. So we'll be out Wednesday and furthering the cause of that program.
You want to know some things that scare you? And it did over the weekend a little bit to me. And that is the fact that we are a week from this coming Friday night is week zero. We will not have a game that night here in KGYM. A lot of the eight-man teams play in the week zero, as you know, Mark. But 2 weeks from this coming Friday night, we tee it up for high school football. Great opening night games coming your way here in KGYM. All four of these, I don't think there's any doubt, are going to be rated. And looking forward to it. On 1600 AM, we will have Cedar Rapids Prairie at Cedar Rapids Washington, both playoff teams from last year. And then on the FMs, 106.3, 107.5 FM, Cedar Rapids Xavier at Iowa City Regina coming your way. So can't get much better than that for two openers coming up for the first week of the high school football season.
True enough. And aside from those week zero teams, practice officially gets underway. Either has or will this afternoon. Now let's be honest. I know that most teams have had a week or two of skills, and then a week of camp.
Camp was last week for all the sports.
Yeah, and now the start of official practice.
Why don't they just make that official? It's everything but,
because it's voluntary.
Official, yeah, it's voluntary. There are. Yeah, okay, we're going to leave that one alone. But practice start officially today as far as the high schools are concerned. And we're going to have the first golf meets coming up this week, believe it or not, for the 4A golf season. So that's in the offing right there. But yeah, no two-a-days anymore for football. But we feel for all the athletes that are going through it today. There are going to be a lot of sound sleepers tonight around the state of Iowa. Certainly, that is the case. And they got things started at Liberty today for all the coaches down there. Mike Morrison, the new athletic director down there. And great to see athletes in there. Scott Kibbe's been tweeting pictures for the last 6 months of Liberty High School. Now, officially, Liberty got started today, the Liberty Lightning.
Probably not too long to be in contention in some sports.
I would imagine won't take a whole long to get in there. A couple things to let you know about here. The top 25, one of the top 25 polls, there are many as far as the FCS is concerned, or Division I AA, however you want to see it. Six Missouri Valley Conference teams are included. That is the most. The UNI Panthers come in at number 18. In the preseason poll. In that particular one, James Madison is the preseason number one with, guess who? The Bison are right behind them at number two. And as I mentioned, six teams from the Missouri Valley Football Conference are in that top 25.
Yeah, it makes for a difficult season, but that's what they like up at UNI. And they'll be tested. And I look for a good year for the Panthers.
Yep, everyone has had their media day. Of course, Iowa with their media day on Saturday. They allowed filming today at practice, and they'll have the kids' day coming up as well, I believe this weekend. So a chance to get out there and see the Hawkeyes. And it was your usual media day buffet, if you will, except for the receiver, the grad transfer from New Mexico, not yet in camp. Still a head-to-head battle between Stanley and Wiegers at the quarterback spot. And some shifting on the defensive line. We learned that a little bit. Some of the defensive ends are going to play defensive tackle and vice versa. Defensive tackles might be playing defensive end a little bit. And so chief among the things that we learn, and there's also a battle at the punting position.
In 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to have things more solidified, not only at the quarterback position, but several others. A guy like A.J. Epenesa coming into camp as a freshman, you've got to believe he's going to play somewhere on that defensive line. And there may be others as well coming in. You mentioned the wide receiver out of New Mexico coming in as a grad transfer. Butler, the running back out of Nevada, is already here. Not on the depth chart yet. That's one of the things I think might change in the next couple, 3 weeks.
Depth charts are very, how can we say it? They're not made of stone at this point.
No.
During the year, but
definitely a starting point.
It's a starting point, but they will change a little bit. That is for sure. Your thoughts, 319-366-1600 on a big weekend. Did have some sad news over the weekend. Boy, you talk about two guys in the world of Major League Baseball passing over the weekend. Darren Dalton, the former Philadelphia Philly. Dutch Dalton, who was a terrific catcher for many years for them, and then Don Baylor passing away as well. And you mentioned the fact that what's the best way to secure a pennant? Sign Don Baylor toward the end of his career, because, my goodness, it seemed like he played on just about every team that was in contention toward the end of his career.
Yeah, I remember him originally as an Angel. But he spent, at a minimum, spent the early part of his career out on the West Coast and did well for that team. But you're right, there's a period of time several teams picked up Don Baylor, including the Twins in 87 when Minnesota won the World Championship. He was a key part of that team. And then, of course, he went on to a managerial career, including the Chicago Cubs. And he was released there probably two-thirds of the way through the season. In 2002, and our friend Bruce Kim became the manager of the Chicago Cubs for 70-some games.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
And Bruce's contract was not renewed, but that was a big highlight for Bruce.
Let's see. Don Baylor started off in 1970 with the Baltimore Orioles, then went to 1 year in Oakland, then went to California, spent... like you said, most people remember him, I think, as an Angel or as a Yankee.
Mm-hmm.
Was with the Angels from 77 through 82, a Yankee from 83 through 85. And then he was on that 1987 Minnesota Twins team that you may remember a little bit, Mark.
I sure do.
So, and closed out his career in 1988 with the Oakland A's, who I believe won the World Series back that year in 1988. So... Don Baylor, certainly, yeah, Oakland 104-58 that year, and did make it to the World Series, lost to the Dodgers, though. That was the Kirk Gibson home run year back in 1988. But we lost Don Baylor and Darren Dalton this weekend.
Baylor's 68. He died of multiple myeloma. And Darren Dalton had been fighting brain cancer the last handful of years and succumbed at the age of 55, and I remember him as a really, really solid player, a 3- or 4-time All-Star, and really big cog in that Philadelphia team that made the World Series.
Yeah, some really, really good Philadelphia teams that he was a backbone on, just a rock at that catching position. So too bad for those two gentlemen out there. All right, 321 here on the program. We're going to take a break, come back. Mike Halas is going to join us, and he was in Ohio over the weekend at the Pro Football Hall of Fame ceremonies on Saturday and went to Firestone on Sunday for the fourth round of the World Golf Championship Bridgestone Invitational. So a lot to talk about with Mike, and we'll do it when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class Monday Edition with Scott, Mark, and Kyle coming your way here on KGYM.
Be the first to come and the last to leave.
I was born in a small town.
John Mellencamp, Sad Clowns and Hillbillies Tour, Saturday, August 19th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines.
Life goes on.
New album, Sad Clowns and Hillbillies, available now.
Found brand new trailer.
John Mellencamp. With special guest, Carlene Carter.
A little black train coming, and it may be here tonight.
John Mellencamp. Reserve seat tickets are on sale now through eTix.com and the Iowa State Fair ticket office. Convenience charges apply to all tickets. For more information, visit iowastatefair.org. Ladies and gentlemen, from Bloomington, Indiana, John Mellencamp.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Your computer and IT needs are as individual as you are, and there really is no reason to be a sheeple. And pick a plan that has you paying monthly service fees to be part of a herd. At Network Computer Solutions, you only pay for what you need because the plan is designed for you. Call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. If you're sick of the wool being pulled over your eyes, call Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you at 324. Don't forget a $30 gift card to La Cantina. We will have that for you coming up. Your chance to win today and all through the week right here on KGYM. Cal Eldred will join us coming up on the program tomorrow on Tuesday. I have a poll question for you at KGYMradio.com to peruse. Mark, first thing you thought of were several members of the Rusty Nails who are big Miami Dolphin fans out there that may or may not be celebrating today, and that's the subject of our poll question from Emil's Hideaway.
Have fun with this one, Bobby and Jeff. did the Miami Dolphins make the right call on signing Jay Cutler? Yes or no? Go to KGYMradio.com and vote. And thanks, as always, to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
My wife likes, she's a big devotee of Emil's now. Stop there.
Oh, she should be.
Yeah, and loves it now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll make our way over there even more than we do at this point. So go check it out right there. The Dolphins, I know there's been a lot of talk about it before we get to Mike Halas here, but the Dolphins, with their situation with Gase in there, he knows Jay Cutler. And in this situation, as you're, you know, starting preseason football this week, games, not that the games matter or anything like that, but you need to have somebody you're familiar with. I know the whole talk about Colin Kaepernick versus Jay Cutler, and does it have anything to do with Kaepernick and what he has done off the field? This was strictly, I think, a football decision, Mark. And whether you're a Jay Cutler fan or not, Adam Gase is familiar with Jay Cutler at this point. I think the Dolphins did the right thing. I'm not saying they're going to win. I'm just saying I think the Dolphins did the right thing.
To the tune of $10 million for 1 year.
Yeah, well, you got to get him out of that. He was supposed to be a broadcaster. Is this the first one? What happens if Dak Prescott gets hurt?
He had, Cutler had surgery in December on his shoulder, torn labrum.
I know. But he's familiar with him. Should be healed. Should be ready to go. Knows the offense. I'm trying to appease Jeff and Bobby at this point. And my our friend Dennis Kanak as well, who's a big Miami Dolphin fan.
Good luck with that.
We go from a guy that's probably not going to be in the Hall of Fame to talking about a guy who is in the Hall of Fame as of Saturday. And to talk about that and other things, Mike Halas, sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, joining us. You can read all his great stuff at thegazette.com. And also, we encourage you to follow him on Twitter at Halas. That's H-L-A-S. And Mike, good afternoon. This was, I know you're tired.
Good afternoon. Hey, I got a quick question.
Yes, go ahead.
You guys are familiar with me. Do you think that you could give me a 1 year deal for $10 million?
I'll see what I can do with management, okay?
It's not negotiable. If it's not $10 million, I'm not signing.
I'll take a prorated 10-day contract at that level.
About 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I know you're tired, busy, big weekend, but man alive, if... Like I said when we started off the show here, if you are not a fan of Cedar Rapids sports, I don't know how you can not enjoy this past weekend.
Yeah, an amazing, what's the description? Confluence of events, I guess. You know, with the two most famous athletes ever to come from Cedar Rapids, one being inducted into the Hall of Fame and the other competing for a big tournament championship, 15 miles apart.
Well, let's go back to Kurt Warner and Saturday. We're going to play a little excerpt coming up after we talk with you, Mike, but it was great to see the people, and all the enshrinees have this, obviously. They want the people that shaped them, shape their career, shape their lives to be around them. But just to see the Dick Breitbachs and people like that there, and to have Kurt talk about him, that was pretty special.
Yeah, I think I just misused the word confluence, but I am tired. it was just nice. You know, I know that that's the tritest word in the vocabulary, in the dictionary, but it's just nice. On Saturday afternoon, I was looking for people to interview. Fans, why are you here? Why did you come all this way? And you have, I mean, everybody who was there, it seemed like came from a distance, no matter which of the seven players they were there to see. Why'd you make the trip? And these were total strangers to me. And person after person after person said, I came because I like Kurt. I like him as a person. You know, he gave me a lot of pleasure as a football player, but he's a guy that I just, you know, I like to think that I share the same values with him and that try to live the same way as he does, and that he says things that I believe in and lives his life the way I like it, to see people live it. So that was nice. I mean, that was, again, for the last time, nice.
I don't know if you've ever been to the Academy Awards, Mike, but attending that thing, you know, you got a sense of what the Academy Awards is like. My God, it took forever.
Yeah, you don't need to tell me that. I mean, I got to the stadium about 3 hours early so I could write a column in advance. So I was sitting in that press box there for a long, 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 long time. And I was lucky in a way I wasn't. But Warner, as you said, he didn't start speaking until 10 minutes after 11 local time. And I had about basically 10 minutes to try and get something he said into the paper. And that was stressful, but I got a pretty good sense early in the night, this is the way it is. They told us that these guys were told to keep it to 13 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first speaker of the night was Kenny Easley, a former Seahawk, great defensive back, great. And 13 minutes came and went before, you know, Easley had even got going. And I knew right then, this is how it's going to be all night long. And I don't begrudge them a bit, because if you were in their shoes, look, there's just simply a lot of people in your life that you want to thank and pay tribute to. And this is your moment. And in some cases, it's a moment that some of these guys have been waiting for a long time, Easley especially. And you want to get it right, and you want to get maybe a couple of messages across that you think are very important. So I don't begrudge any of them taking the time they took. It's just that when you have seven of them, one on top of another, it leads to an unwieldy situation, which they had Saturday night, and you mentioned it already. I mean, by the time it got to Kurt Warner, it's, you know, he starts to speak at 11:10 p.m. locally, and a lot of people had left.
Did you get an up-close look at any of the busts, Mike? Because to me, they don't look like some of the players themselves.
I've heard that a lot. They must be very hard to get right. And I've noticed that in statues, too. But I was in the Hall of Fame Museum Saturday briefly, and I didn't go into the room with all the busts because there was a big line for that. But you could see some of them, at the entrance. And I'm looking at them, and it's like, wait, they kind of just all look the same to me. I mean, to me, it was sort of a very creepy thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was 300 heads. Like, you know, an old Vincent Price movie. So I don't know. And the reactions that the inductees gave when they saw him for the first time was a bit interesting. I saw a few double takes, and I saw sort of like, is that me? You
know? But Jerry Jones can have his redone if he didn't like it.
Jerry Jones, according to one of the papers out there, spent over $10 million on a party Friday night.
Did you go?
If I'd known he was going to drop that kind of cash, I would have tried to get in. I'm guessing, I'm guessing it was probably the high-end liquor.
Top shelf. You've gotten into parties like that before. I don't know if that high end of a party, but you've done it before, I know.
Yeah. Well, that was another life.
Do you know any women that got a Brenda over the weekend?
I'm not getting into that.
No, that's not a criticism of her. It's a different hairdo, and she's been a big, huge part of Kurt's life. There's no question about it, but you have to admit it was a bit different.
Yeah, it was. And I had people texting me to tell me that.
Yeah.
Hey, seriously, Mike, we had some questions not only here but on the text line about did you see different people there? One was Terry Allen, who was Kurt Warner's coach. Kurt's dad intimated there was some former Regis players there. Who did you really see that you recognized?
Well, there were 13,000 people in the stadium, so it was hard to find people.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk to Terry Allen. I didn't get to, but I did talk to Bill Salmon, who was on Terry's staff. And I think he may have been an assistant. He was an assistant coach at the time that Warner played at UNI.
Mm-hmm.
He was an assistant up there for about 30 years, all in all. He just retired early this year. And there was a bus of about 20 former UNI players. They gathered in Cleveland, and they bused down to Canton. I saw people wearing UNI garb. I talked to somebody. I talked to somebody who was a teacher in the lab school up there. He made the trip. He played football at UNI a long time ago and used to hang around in the football offices in his free time and bother people. And, that he had talked to Warner a few times, but didn't know him, just came as a fan. And I saw a couple of women there who I didn't know who they were, but they were wearing UNI garb. And that kind of made it different than some of the other players, in that I didn't see very much college garb. I'm sure they were there, but like with LaDainian Tomlinson, I didn't see people wearing TCU stuff.
Right. Yeah. It's all the it's pro team.
Yeah, but I think there were quite a few people with UNI roots there the other night, and there were people. I'm like I was saying, there were people from all over the place. I couldn't believe how many people from California came to see Kurt Warner get inducted.
Mm-hmm.
He never played a down for a team in California.
But the Rams were in Los Angeles and are back in Los Angeles, as we know at this time. And people are still attracted like a moth to a flame of the Kurt Warner story. And it's not the end of this. I'm convinced there's going to be a movie someday about this.
Excuse me, Scott, but he has said that there's going to be. It's just a matter of they can't figure out what to leave in and what to leave out.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you end it, for instance?
some people think it should be with that Super Bowl win, and others say, well, no, the second chapter in Arizona. And just what do you leave out? There are so many aspects.
As my Scott mentioned, you went to Akron for the World Golf Championships, and I assume that you wouldn't have done that if Zach had been in 70th place going into Sunday, but maybe so. I don't know. As it was, Zach was tied for the lead and, frankly, just got run over by Hideki Matsuyama. But I would argue that this might have been a season maker for Zach.
It was certainly the highlight of the season. I mean, it's a big tournament.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the four majors and the Players' Championship, and then at the next level are these three or four World Golf Championships events they have over the course of a year. And this is one of those. I mean, they had 49 of the top 50 players in the world there. You know, you don't need to say any more than that. It's simply a tournament that nobody skips. Steve McElroy, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, Jason Day, you know, they were all there. And Zach got second place. So it was one spot less than he wanted, but he played really well.
He actually talked about Warner. I don't know if you were there the same time as some of the TV stations, but yeah.
Yeah.
No, they were actually, five years apart in high school?
I think that's, let's see, Zach's 41. Yeah, five or six.
Yeah.
It was funny. Scott Sable was down there, and he finagled his way into the golf tournament yesterday, and I had made plans ahead just in case, and we're walking off the 18th, and we're heading toward the scorer's trailer, whatever they call it, and so we can catch Zach after he comes out of there, and I didn't know that we were ahead of him, and he grabs me and goes, "What are you doing here?" And, and I said, "Well, I didn't come out here for you, but it was a pretty nice way to finish the weekend, you know." And then he said, "Oh, yeah," you know, he slaps himself in the head. Of course, the Kurt thing. And Zach, it was on too late for Zach to watch it Saturday night. I mean, he was on Eastern time, and he had to get his rest. But he said that he, in the morning, he had it taped, and he watched the whole thing, and he just, you know, he couldn't say enough kind things about it and the speech and about Kurt himself.
Yeah, and as far as Zach is concerned, love to win the PGA, but as important, he wants to get on that President's Cup team. I mean, that's he loves playing for the United States in the Ryder Cup or the President's Cup, and he's peaking right now. Even if he doesn't make it on points, he'd be tough to pass up, I think, as far as a captain's pick at this point.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, there's a lot of good people to choose from. That's the thing. And people who've probably got a better body of work over the last year. But you weigh in his cup experience and his cup performances, and those are things that I think will always have him in the captain's mind. As for the PGA, I mean, he's played that golf course a lot of times, and he's done pretty well there, the one in Charlotte, Quail Hollow. And, boy, I've never heard him speak as positively, I mean, just glowingly about his game as I've heard yesterday, and we got pieces of that few weeks ago after the John Deere. It's back to where he wants it to be, and he looks like a rejuvenated person to me.
Well, circumstances being what they were, you missed the Iowa Football Media Day, but I don't think you missed a whole lot. Have you caught up with your colleagues to see what you missed?
Not yet. I got a stack of gazettes actually in the chair right next to me that I'll go through tonight.
Well, everyone's a All-American, and everyone's undefeated at this point. So Nothing new, nothing major different in Iowa City than there was in Ames or Madison, or, well, maybe that's a bad example, but...
I was just in Northeast Ohio, and in fact, I was a stone's throw from both Kent State and the University of Akron, and they're both very hopeful of going 6-6.
Not quite as much intrigue right there, perhaps. But
no, it doesn't matter where you go in the state of Ohio, it's Buckeyes.
It's O-H?
Yeah, it's...
I-O.
I drove past the Buckeye pit stop last night, and it's like, what the heck is this? And it was a oil change place. I was like, you know? You're a long ways from Columbus. Think of something else.
Well, we have those here in our little burgs around, so I guess we can't say anything too much.
No, I know. It always looks different when it's somewhere else.
That's right. That is right. Very
much
so. I'll
tell you this, though. Did you know that LeBron James is from Akron and that he plays in Cleveland?
I've heard that.
I couldn't find anywhere in Northeast Ohio that you weren't reminded of it.
Saw that more or Ohio State garb more?
Oh, it's LeBron.
LeBron?
It's LeBron. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Well, because of that, Cleveland introduced new uniforms today, so you could have got, you know, if you go back, you can get them on clearance.
Now you tell me.
All the old stuff. All the old stuff right there. And oh, man. This was, you know, you look back, probably 10 years from now at this weekend. Boy, this was a keeper, though. I mean, this is one you file away.
Yeah, I guess so. It's, look, I mean, when we talked about it last week, I think, this was the first native Iowan to get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you can stop right there. It's amazing to me that it's true, but it is true. And so who was it? Well, it wasn't somebody who was an All-America at Iowa or Iowa State. It was a one-year starter at Northern Iowa who didn't get drafted and didn't show up in the NFL until 4 years after he was out of college. I have read things from people saying he doesn't have the career stats or body of work to deserve to be in the Hall, and I say, and what the Hall of Fame electors say, is that you can't tell the complete story of the NFL without mentioning him.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't, because, and there were people there who said it that night in that stadium, it is probably the best story, the best individual story in NFL history.
No, you're right. Of all the 300-plus people that are in that Hall of Fame, and it's interesting.
Yeah, and there are a lot of good stories who could certainly, you know, qualify, go all the way back to Johnny Unitas, you know. But the route that he took is a route that no one before and no one again, I dare say, will ever take.
No, I would agree with that. I would agree with that, and that's what. The people that vote, as far as the Hall of Fame are concerned, that's what they are told. Did this person, can you tell the story of the National Football League without including this person? And I agree with you 100%. I don't think you can tell the story without mentioning Kurt Warner and where he came from and how he got there. It's a unique route, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Very.
And I'll tell you what, Hy-V ought to send that guy like a truckload of free groceries, because Hy-V got a lot of publicity out there. Oh my gosh.
Send him one of everything he stocked over the years.
You know, while they're at it, send me over some, because I just mentioned him on your show.
How long did he actually work there anyway? I don't think I've ever seen that.
I think it was several months, but yeah. He talked about it during the speech.
Yeah.
And he told a story that it's like, you know, I'm gonna have to ask him someday if maybe he embellished it a little, but he claims that Dan Marino on a Wheaties box fired him.
Yeah.
And you know what? That might very well be true. At 3 in the morning, you're stocking shelves, and you see another quarterback on a cereal box. You might say to yourself, I got to get out of here.
Well, now that's in the rearview mirror, and now a lot of football to look ahead and look forward to, right?
Yeah, that's right. Here we are.
Yep. Coming up, Kids Day coming up, and then before long, it'll be the first kickoff of the year, so a lot of football to look forward to.
I heard you mention next week are high school games.
That yep.
kind of freaked me out.
It freaked me out today. No, it's 2 weeks from Friday for us, but that's that'll be here before you know it. So, all right, read his stuff on Twitter, at Halas, and at thegazette.com. Mike, get some sleep, and we will talk to you next Monday.
Good. Talk to you then.
All right. Mike Halas joins us on Mondays here in the gym class on KGYM. All right. Right now, before we take a break, we're going to give you an opportunity to pick up a $30 gift card from La Cantina to be used at one of their three terrific locations, the Fountains on Edgewood Road, downtown Cedar Rapids, or Lincoln View Square in Marion. You can check them out at KGYMradio.com. We have a link there for La Cantina's website. You can check out their delicious menu, hours, drink specials, etc. Good toward a quick and delicious lunch, a wonderful margarita after work, sizzling takeout, or you can have them cater your upcoming event. That's La Cantina. We can take caller number 6 right now. Kyle will get your information. That's caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. We'll come back, let you know who our winner is after this.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get 2 free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Well, Greeny, we're halfway through another baseball season, and we're really seeing some players who stand out as winners.
Kind of like business travelers who win at business by staying at La Quinta Inns and Suites.
That's because you can put your La Quinta Returns loyalty points to work on the spot with instant free nights.
Just drive up with no reservation and instantly redeem points for a free night that same night simply by using the La Quinta app.
It's like hitting a grand slam.
With an app instead of a bat.
Well played.
Prepare to win at business by learning more about instant free nights and check out the summer rates at LQ.com.
How good is Quaker State Motor Oil? It's been called a leader in wear protection and the hardest working motor oil. Some say it works so hard it should carry a briefcase. Others call it so hard working that it could be your engine's employee of the month. The kind of hard work that puts in overtime hours and always responds to emails right away. But we just call it damn good oil. Head to Tires Plus for great savings on Quaker State.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
Jim from Cedar Rapids. He's going to go visit La Cantina with a $30 gift card courtesy of La Cantina and us here at KGYM, one of their 3 locations. Thank you, Jim, for listening, and enjoy yourself over there at La Cantina. Cal Eldred will join us coming up tomorrow. We have on Wednesday the latest edition of Caddy Smack. We'll take a look at the PGA and more in the golf world coming up on Wednesday.
Thanks to Mike Halas. I know he's a pretty humble guy, but I bet he hasn't had many more interesting weekends than this one. He's covered a lot of big events and a lot of interesting stories, but I'm not going to use the Mount Rushmore reference. I hate
please
that.
Don't. Please don't.
Had to rank up there.
Top 10? This has got
to
be a top 10.
Mike would have to answer that, but I would be hard-pressed to think of 9 better or 10 better.
It's got to be a top 10-er. Kurt Warner, just to revisit one more time, we mentioned the fact that he went back to his Cedar Rapids roots, and play a clip here from Kurt's acceptance speech, courtesy of the NFL Network, and what he had to say about his roots back at Regis High School.
That moment freshman year influenced the direction of my life as much as any. The person who influenced my most in high school was my basketball coach, Coach Breitbach. His impact had little to do with the finer points of being a QB, but had everything to do with the competitor I would become on the field. It was during summer basketball camp, and not to brag, but I was without a doubt the best player on the court. It's my story, I got the mic. We were scrimmaging, I was dominating, and then came Coach B's whistle. I remember thinking, he's gonna let these guys have it. Then before I knew it, he was looking right at me, his face as red as his Regis High School t-shirt, and he was spitting and screaming and screaming and spitting. All I remember were the words, Kurt, what do you think you're doing? Now I wanted to respond, I think I'm killing these jokers, but I knew it best not to respond to one of Coach B's rhetorical questions. He pulled me aside and told me that he wasn't interested in the score on the scoreboard or if I was the best player on the court. He wanted to know if I was competing at my highest possible level. He shared the potential he saw in me and told me to never let the actions of others, the talent of my competition, or the circumstances I find myself in hinder my pursuit of excellence. His message, excellence is a mindset to be practiced every minute of every day in everything I did. Coach B, thanks for caring about me so much that you wouldn't let me settle for anything but my best.
Pretty cool stuff right there, huh?
Absolutely. And if you know Dick Breitbach, he's a wonderful guy, but he can be a taskmaster too. At least he was in his coaching days and,
but a heck
and
of a
his
coach.
Administrative days.
Very,
multiple
very
state
coach.
Championships, yeah.
Yeah, indeed. And it was funny, Kurt mentioned earlier in the speech that how he became a quarterback, the story of no one wanted to play quarterback. They lined them all up. And Kurt said, the only competition I never wanted to win was the one where said, whoever throws it the farthest is going to be the quarterback. And he threw it the farthest. And whether it was a shrewd ploy to find out your quarterback or whatever the case may be, the rest is history, as they say. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up here on the Monday edition right after this here on KGYM.
Dupaco is a local financial cooperative that gives back to its members, like me. Just for keeping and growing my savings and services with them, my share was $200. They call it thank yous. Extra money I use to spoil the grandkids. And it makes me feel like $1 million.
At a financial cooperative, members are owners. It's member participation that powers Dupaco Community Credit Union. Thank yous is money in your pocket for your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and spending. Last year, Dupaco members shared in more than $2.85 million in thank yous. How will you use yours?
Get a gym membership.
Go to the movies.
Donate it to charity.
Pay down my student loan.
Add to my retirement savings.
Buy that purse I just saw.
Learn more at dupaco.com/thank yous. Participate, cooperate, accumulate. The more you use Dupaco, the more you're thanked. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
Back in the 1940s, if you told Willa Dickens that his future customers at Hertzien & Stocker Jewelers could customize their engagement rings on something called his website, he would have likely said, "You were full of horse feathers." But, as they say, times change. Now you can visit HertzienAndStockerJewelers.com to see their exclusive designs from Gabriel & Company, along with beautiful creations from Luminar and Mercury. Customize your ring by selecting the precious metal, mounting, diamond size, and price right there. It's the perfect marriage of contemporary technology and classic service. And if you'd rather do things old school, stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertzien & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets, in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class, KGYM.
Coming up tomorrow, Cal Eldred. Also, reminder, coming up this Saturday, we will start our football preview shows on the Coach's Show. 9 o'clock Saturday morning, we're going to talk Washington football. We'll talk Prairie football and Xavier football coming up this Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. So tune in for that. We got a poll question up brought to you by Emil's Hideaway.
You find a lot at KGYMradio.com. The poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Did the Miami Dolphins make the right call in signing Jay Cutler? Yes or no? Right now it's unanimous that yes, it was the right call. And also at KGYMradio.com, you can find our programming, upcoming live events. Twins entertaining the Milwaukee Brewers in the first of four, two in Minnesota, two in Milwaukee. And I would submit that the Cubs will be big Twins fans the next 4 days.
I would imagine you are right about that. But we'll have it tonight from Target Field, 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM. Thanks to Michael Oz for joining us. And stay tuned to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up next.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier.